The world, the flesh, and the devil represent confrontation in three areas: sociological, physiological, and supernatural. The Bible discusses all three of these opponents, and all three are real. Yet, too many Christians lose more battles than they win, and endure their walk with God rather than enjoy it. If everyone could approach spiritual warfare biblically, like buying a pair of tube socks, one size fits all, then this book would probably not be necessary. But as you already know, or will soon discover, a wish, a hope, and a prayer are not the best response to attacks from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Christians must be strategic in their responses to these three enemies, learning how to fight biblically and effectively, rather than just sincerely. The book you have in your hands will thrill and encourage some, and anger or dismay others. It will no doubt go too far for some, and not nearly far enough for others. In one sense, I can't win on this one, knowing this material is going to offend someone. On the other hand, I can't lose in writing this, because I do so out of a deep sense of obedience to God, and an obligation to share what He's taught me about spiritual warfare over the last 25 years. Fear of criticism or rejection keeps many good books from being published, and ideas from being shared. The truth is, I no longer care whether my colleagues agree or disagree with my conclusions on this subject. I've witnessed the joy of Christian brothers and sisters being set free from demonic bondage hundreds and hundreds of times. Typically, the most grateful people are those who know firsthand what it means to be freed from the mental paralysis, emotional hopelessness, and sometimes even physical pain associated with the torment of demonic bondage. And typically, those most upset seem to consistently reject the experience of deliverance as merely superficial or imaginary, while confidently asserting dogmatic opinions about spiritual warfare. Ironically, these opinions are usually based squarely upon their own speculations regarding a subject with which they have little to no firsthand knowledge or experience. This strikes me as curiously superficial too. The real truth is that this is one subject that divides sincere Christian men and women across denominations. They might be equally committed to love God and their neighbors as themselves, have received similar biblical education, study the Bible, be able to work in the original languages of both the Old and New Testaments, and yet still disagree on various points of spiritual warfare. There wouldn't be ambiguity among equally sincere and educated Christians if such a background could clearly resolve all the questions the topic raises in general, and about demonic bondage specifically. But ambiguities do exist, and those ignoring this fact risk appearing to believe that their own opinions should somehow receive more credibility than those of equally sincere and credentialed colleagues who don't share their views. Such theological elitist thinking smacks of pride and is annoying and contemptuous. Ultimately, regardless of where we stand on the subject of spiritual warfare, we need to agree with Romans chapter 14 that we will all one day give an account to the Lord God Almighty, not to each other. Paul's admonition isn't meant as an excuse to quit reasoning together as we agree or agree to disagree. It should remind us that we are all finite servants of God who know only in part, and will one day account to the Lord Jesus Christ for everything we say, think, and do. Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 through 37, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. Why write this book now, when I've declined several opportunities to do so in the past? The short answer is that the need is great, and it's past time for Christians to gain a growing understanding of the simplicities, subtleties, and complexities of spiritual warfare. I believe I've been given a message that needs to be heard, understood, and applied by Christians caught in the middle of spiritual attacks they don't comprehend, and by believers willing to reach out to those desperately in need of encouragement and help.